Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
So, we are going to continue our DIY how to guide this morning, right? So far, on the show, we've covered how to lay wooden floors, painting tips, which are very, very handy. And today we're going to focus on all things electrical. And joining me in studio is electrician and MD of South Dublin Electricians, Martin Lavelle, who is going to give us his expert guide on electrics in the home. Because we all, we don't want to put you out of a job, Martin. Do you know what I mean? We don't put you out of a job. But there's certain things that people probably ring you for and you're probably rolling your eyes, like stupid things. Is that right?
That's probably right, yeah. But at the same time, I don't want to put myself out of a job either.
Yeah. Can I just clarify? We are not here to put anybody, any tradesmen, any, you know, electricians, painters out of jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's certain things we should be able to do ourselves. So let's talk about it. What are, if you move into a house, what are the basic things that you should know how to do when it comes to electrics?
Well, I think, if, first of all, anyone moving into the house should get a periodic electrical inspection report done on their home. So,
have you had that done, Anita? Okay, so what is that?
Basically, it's a Safe Electric 4-page report that's just like the NCT on your car. You know,
right.
It goes through your home electrics with a fine-tooth comb, and you get a 4-page report. Mm-hmm. You know where you stand. You know, a lot of customers that we would have, we come into their houses after them spending loads of money on new floors, new lovely wall paneling and stuff like that. And next thing we're saying, oh, well, you've got issues with your electrics and these floors have to come up. So that is it. Yeah, it's probably the hardest thing for us. You know, you're coming in, you're telling people all their lovely, you're going to have to pull apart their lovely homes, you
just
know.
Sort out the electric. So get that done first.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Really good advice.
Very quick thing to do. Get a guy in, you know, you can use ourselves or use another registered electrical contractor, mm-hmm. to get a 4-page report done. You know where you stand.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. So I'm in the house now. I've got my 4-page electrical cert and all that, and I'm good to go. And I want to, this is my thing, right?
Yeah.
I have a fear of putting up pictures.
Yeah.
Because I'm afraid I'm going to hit something behind it and then all hell will break loose. So how do you know if there's wiring behind a wall or...
Okay,
you know?
So there are kind of expensive stud finders, cable and pipe finders out there on the market.
I'm telling you now, I am not going to buy a pipe finder.
Yeah, exactly. No, I wouldn't recommend to do that either. So basically a rule of thumb, what I would recommend would be do a visual assessment of your wall. If you've got a socket on the wall or a switch or electrical fixture, and presume that you've got a cable feeding that vertically. So either from the ceiling down to the actual socket itself or from the floor up.
Okay.
And if you keep within 6-8 inches from that, you'll be fine. You'll have no problem.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a very simple tip, but, you know, you won't go wrong.
That's deadly. Thanks for that tip.
Yeah, no problem.
What basic tools are really useful for first-time homeowners?
Yeah, well, so I suppose if you are competent and you're able to do a little bit of electrical work, an insulated snips is good to have, a face tester.
Insulated snips. I'm going to put this on the Christmas list for the hubby now. An insulated snips.
Stocking
He's going to get very excited because he probably won't know what it is. And what is that?
Basically, it's a tool to cut cable and it's insulated. So if, God forbid, the actual cable was live, you know, you would be protected from that via the insulation on the handle. So that's a good...
Okay. One thing that happens quite, well, can happen quite often is if the electricity goes or something and all the lights go and you're in darkness and you have to go to that dreaded box, you know, the fuse board in the house. Can you talk us through the process step by step there? Is it just basically off and on kind of a job?
Yeah, well, that's it. I suppose knowing where the fuse board is a good start and not panicking.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I suppose what would you do? Yeah, first protocol then would be to go to the fuse board, see have you got anything tripped out. So I'd have to give you a scenario to kind of explain that, you know, otherwise it'll be too general. So say, for instance, the lights upstairs have stopped working.
Yeah.
So go to your fuse board. You've come to, there's a trip switch or an MCB has tripped down. So it's in the off position, which is the down position. Flick that back up. In some circumstances, that could stay up. It could be fine. Other times, there could be a short circuit on the system. And so what you do then is you leave that off. You go off upstairs to your lights. You turn all the lights off one by one in the bedroom. So your 3 bedrooms, your landing, possibly your bathroom, if it's on that circuit. turn that MCB back on again at the fuse board, and then go back upstairs and turn the lights on one by one until it trips. And usually it's a you know, it could be a bad connection at a light fitting,
okay,
or it could be a dodgy bulb or something like that. So you can investigate that further then when you have everything else up and running.
Okay. Yeah. What are things that you should just absolutely leave to guys like you, to Sparkies?
Yeah, I suppose. So what Safe Electric have brought in is a controlled works, is what they call it, basically. So controlled works basically means if you're changing the kind of material of the actual electrical installation. So if you're running cables, so for example, if you have a central ceiling pendant and you're looking to change that for spotlights, that would be deemed controlled work. So that has to be done by a registered electrical contractor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the...
Okay, I suppose the big question, a lot of texts coming into 51552, have you any tips, I mean, with the cost of electricity now going up, have you any money-saving tips for us on this?
Yeah, I suppose in terms of electricity, LED is the way to go. There is an LED solution for every type of bulb out there now. So really, if you're looking around your home or your property, your workplace, there should not be any halogen bulbs in there now at this stage, because there are very cost effective LED solutions there. So that would be a good... Go LED everywhere. You know, every fitting that's there is a solution for it, or there can be a kind of a manufactured solution, you know, tailored to suit that light fitting. Other saving tips, I suppose, electric heaters. A lot of people are using these really cheap electric heaters. They don't work on a thermostat, so they're just driving hot air into the room all the time. You know, if you've got a smart thermostatically controlled one, they'll keep the room in a nice, comfortable, temperature. So
gotcha.
Again, that'll save you money. Then you've got the likes of Hive heating systems that you can apply to, you know, fired central heating, gas fired central heating, and even electrical heating as well. Basically, with a Hive system, you can turn your heating off if you're not going to be home. You know, in turn, saves you a lot of money.
Would it be a thing if you are considering you really want to save money in the price of our bills? Everything is going up. To get a Sparks in and say, look, can you say, is there a way you can show me how to save a couple of hundred a month? And they might go around the house and say, well, we can change all these bulbs, we can do this. Is that something that a Sparks would do?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of we'd find that a lot with our kind of existing customers or, you know, recurring customers. They bring us in and, you know, we do that for them. And like that, you know, install the Hive device, LED lights, you know.
I've never heard of a Hive device.
Yeah, it's a great system. So yeah, it prevents you from having your heating on in your house when you're not there, really. You know,
deadly.
You can turn it off. So.
Oh, deadly. I have heard of it, actually. Somebody just texted Martin saying, hi, Jen, there is a couple of free apps on the Play Store that can detect any metal pipes or wires behind walls.
Yeah, well, look, I haven't personally tried or tested them, so I can't confirm send them on to me. I'll have a look at them.
Okay. And we were actually, funny enough, we were talking about apprenticeships yesterday.
Yeah.
And because Simon Harris recently said in an interview that it's a cultural problem that we don't have anybody going into a trade anymore. There's a snobbery there.
Yeah.
Did you read that?
Yeah, I did.
We were having the conversation on radio and we were saying here, well, a lot of people were saying it's a curriculum because kids aren't exposed to becoming a plumber or a Sparky or whatever in school.
Yeah.
The option isn't really there for them because they're pushed to get the points and go into university. How did you get into this?
I suppose I would have been always practically orientated anyway. So
yeah.
it was a kind of a comfortable fit for me. Both my brother and sister are university educated. So it's not a one shoe fits all scenario, really. I enjoyed it. It suited me. You know, I've had a fairly good living from it, so I can't complain. I suppose in terms of the snobbery element of it, if you look at an electrical apprentice coming out of their time as a fourth year, you know, they're probably nearly gearing up for a mortgage. They probably own their own car. You know, they have a few bob behind them, whereas someone coming out of college, you know, they're not guaranteed a position in their career. They might have 60, 70 grand of student debt, you know, so
There's the difference.
There's the difference.
Do you have apprentices with you?
I do, yeah. We've got six apprentices.
Six of them?
Yeah, yeah. We've got six of them on the box
now. Shout out to the apprentices.
Yeah,
and
big shout out to all the lads there.
All the lads. Any lasses coming in?
No, we don't. Like, it's not that we wouldn't take. We just haven't had the opportunity.
Yeah,
absolutely. But look, if there's any girls out there that are interested in apprenticeship, give us a shout.
Give us a shout. And how can they get in touch
electricians.
With you?
So our office number is 01969 6581.
And are you online, South Dublin?
We're South Dublin Electricians on Instagram and Facebook.
Of course, you're on the gram.
Oh yeah, you have to.
Are you giving tips on the gram?
No, I'm not really great for that. I'm kind of too busy working. But
too busy
maybe you
making
could give
money.
Me a hand to that. Yeah.
Oh, I'm useless as well.
Yeah.
Martin, really lovely to chat to you, and thank you so much for coming in. If any girls out there, especially or anybody looking to get into this amazing trade, they're always looking for apprentices, South Dublin Electricians. And if you're looking to update your home or get yourself sorted, you can get in touch as well. Thank you so much, Martin.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.